Blog Talk Radio.
For being here, whether you're here listening live or listening later in the archives, I appreciate your presence and your energy. And it doesn't matter if you're live or listening in the archives, I always believe that it is a combined energy that benefits every one of us that's part of this show. And it is the same as two or more gathered in prayer or in his name. We have that combined energy and the benefit of a greater power from it. So thank you for being here. I'd like for everyone that is listening to just take a moment and say your own little prayer that messages come through for you or for other listeners. And so many times we're drawn together for a similar message, and the message may be for someone else, but you know that it is a message for you too. And you'll feel something, and sometimes a physical sign, goosebumps or something, a little brush across your neck or breath, little whispers like that, that will tell you, oh, this message is for me too, or pay attention to this. It's important for you right now. So if you're listening for the first time to this show, it is a vehicle for helping people connect to their best steps now on their spiritual journey. And we do that through messages from angels and spirit. And what I do before the show is just ask that I be opened up as a vessel for messages for all who are listening. And I don't do planning before the show other than, sometimes a quick topic, but I generally like to just let the show happen very spontaneously, and I sit down a few minutes before it begins and just try to get clear and say a prayer and ask that messages come through me. So when I scheduled this show, I scheduled it yesterday for today, and I just had the feeling, going back to the topic that I repeat a lot on this show, calling on angels, remembering to ask. And we have so many angels and so much heavenly guidance at our disposal, but we don't always ask for it. And I believe that angels can help us when we ask, but because we have free will, they can't always intervene in our choices or our decisions or our path unless we do ask them. And I think there are exceptions to that when something is, say, dangerous and it's not part of of our plan, we haven't lived the plan we're supposed to, or we haven't fulfilled the purpose, or whatever you want to call it, and there's some life-threatening situation, they can intervene. But just in our day-to-day choices, if we don't ask for their input and help, then they are a little bit limited in what they can do. And they can knock and try to get our attention, but really the actions that they can take on our behalf are more limited. So remember to ask. And I tell you, even doing this show and writing about angels and miracles, I forget sometimes myself to ask directly. So this is a good reminder for me too. And I laugh at myself sometimes that even after all this, I forget at times. So this morning right before the show started, I was definitely feeling the presence of an angel that wanted to come through, and I was feeling a name that sort of gradually revealed itself. First, it was just a J, and then I got Jeremiel, and Jeremiel is a lesser known of the archangels, more in Judaic culture and history than in Christian history, but very interesting and powerful archangel or beneficial archangel. And I'll explain to you what's interesting about him popping up right today. I always find this happens with, I have certain archangels that I work with a lot that made their presence known to me early on and are sort of always my go-tos, and I can tell when they're around, and I tend to call on them more because I'm more familiar with them. And that's Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Then after that, to some extent, Uriel. But for the show, when I've done these calling on angels, remembering to ask, and I've just let it open to whatever angel or spirit wanted to come through to help guide us, I've been introduced more closely to some of the angels that I wasn't readily familiar with. So Jeremiah helps with life reviews, and this can be when we are crossing over to the other side and we look back on life to review and see what we learned, and I believe it's always a positive review. It's always just reflective of how far, what we did learn, and there may be what things that we would call in this life, mistakes but I think we will review it in a positive, productive way, and he can be of assistance in that, so that now when you're crossing over, that review can benefit you if you're choosing to come in another incarnation, or at least that's my belief. But the interesting thing about Jeremiel is that we can call on him anytime for a life review right now. And actually, as we learn and we review in that spiritual, deeply spiritual way with angelic help along our way now, and we're open to that review, then we have less to review later, and we learn way more rapidly, and we progress more rapidly, and our gifts open up. And so this is a fabulous archangel for us all to call on right now. It's also interesting because he will appear often in dreams, prophetic dreams, what you might call psychic dreams, dreams that are giving you some vivid information or lessons. I didn't sleep a lot last night, and actually there were some things that occurred last night and this morning that kind of disrupted my day a little bit, and I almost didn't do the show because I didn't think I would be real focused. And then I thought, no, I'm going to go ahead with it. And then as Jeremiel came into the presence and into my awareness, I thought it was so interesting because when I slept last night, I did have some very vivid dreams during the dream, I was aware that there was something important, but I couldn't really remember details when I wake up. And if that happens to you, don't worry. You absorbed it in the dream on a deeper level. So you may not remember. But if you're willing to have that life review now and not be afraid of that, and not be afraid in the way of like, oh no, I don't want to look back and have to acknowledge but if you're willing to do that, he'll guide you peacefully through that and lead you gently to the lessons and how you might do differently and what you could learn. So when you do that regularly now, you have less review later, but you can progress so much faster. And so I pulled out one of Doreen Virtue's books, her Archangels and Ascended Masters. I've been using that a lot on this show when I get these visits, and then I want to explore a little more about what a certain angel might be here for. She says he helps with clairvoyance and prophetic visions, life reviews, making life changes, psychic dreams and their interpretations. But she has a nice invocation. If you're worried about the future and you want insight and information and you want to learn more deeply from what has happened to you in the past and take that to a deeper place that can benefit you better, then you can call on him. Archangel Jeremiel, please help me release fears, worries, and tension about my future and the future of the world. And then you can just insert anything you have concerns about. I ask for your prophetic insights about the future. Please clearly give me guidance about anything that I may do or change to create the highest and best future for myself and all concerned. Thank you. So you can ask for this kind of insight. And also, I think this newness, future, and this newness of reviewing the past on a deeper level and letting it be the past and be done, and to step forward with this newness. I believe that Jeremiel also sometimes helps us communicate with those that have crossed over. So if you're experiencing those feelings, like someone who has crossed over and is present with you, then you can also ask for his help with that in communicating. Did a reading for someone. This is another reason that Jeremiel, it was interesting, and I think perhaps he was present yesterday. I did a private reading for someone yesterday, and immediately, I always, in these private readings, you know, they last longer, they're more in-depth than the ones I do on the show. And immediately, I mean, as soon as I sat down, I usually do that about 15 minutes or 20 minutes before I call the person, and I just start jotting things down, kind of a much longer version of what I do here on the show that we'll get into in a minute. There was definitely a presence, very descriptive. I could see this sort of diminutive grandmother-like figure. And so she, when I called her and started explaining what I was feeling from this person, she knew immediately who it was and had that recognition. And I feel like Jeremiah was probably present for that yesterday too. And we also, for her, we talked about this rebirth, this new beginning, this awakening that she was going through that really is like birth, but it requires us letting go. You know, when we go through physical birth in the womb, we have to let go of the womb and the placenta, and we have this rebirth, and that's where many, many people are right now on their spiritual journey. But it takes that courage to go through the birth and have the pain and letting go and the fear. And so Jeremiel is a great angel to call on for that, that fear of the final letting go, to be new, reborn, so to speak, and fresh, and be your full spiritual self. So I'm just delighted that Jeremiel is here with us and made his presence known, and now we're all aware of how we can call on him and benefit our step forward in this new awakening and new birth. Okay, so that does it for my opening information and messages. If you're a first-time listener, I usually spend the first little bit with those kind of messages that are for everyone, and then I go into calls, and we have several here, so I'm going to jump right in just a minute. Our call-in number is 347-633-9823. You should be able to see it on your screen as well. And when you call in, if you're a first-time listener, when someone calls in, before they start talking or right around when they start talking, I usually see some sort of very quick image, and it's symbolism. It can be something, it usually is an abstract kind of thing that then I interpret into a message. And I always allow, if you want to ask a question or so, you know, and I always tell people, though I am not a fortune teller, you know, don't ask me, am I going to meet the love of my life next month? I can't. I sometimes get visions about things like that, but there is free will. So I can't really predict for sure. What I can do when I see things occurring in the future is tell you that if you continue as you are right now, this is what I see happening. But you have free will and people around you have free will. But I can tell you that you're where, sometimes your path right now is leading, the direction you're heading in, this is what I foresee. And then you can make changes or you can welcome it or whatever. But I try to keep it rather quick. So that's why I get, you know, just one or two symbolic things in these short readings on the air. But we're going to jump right in. I always identify by the area code because that's what I see on my screen. And the first caller in the queue is area code 732. If you give me your first name and if you have a question.
Hi, good morning. My name is Gloria. Hi. And my question is, my husband and I have been trying to sell our house a few times now, and every time we try to sell it, we get blocked. My question is, are we supposed to just stay here, or what is going on as far as why we can't move forward?
Okay. Well, what I first heard for, it wasn't exactly a visual image. It was song. And I know it partly has to do, at first I thought, well, that I'm just hearing that because that's her name. And it was the Gloria in Excelsis. and it was like a chorus of, you know, angelic voices. And at first I thought, okay, get that out of your head. That's just because it's her name. And then it just kind of kept on like, no, it's a celebration. It's so I'm not exactly sure as I'm saying this, if it relates to your house, like a big celebration that it's going to sell. So I'm trying to kind of just talk through it and see if I get any other feelings. Okay, how long have you had it on the market? Because I am feeling that maybe you're onto something about there's some reason, something, you know, like that there's a delay or that
we've used the word block. We've actually never had it on the market. We've had realtors come in and we were planning on putting it on the market and then have been blocked by saying either it was a bad time in real estate. Or our house, we weren't going to make a profit.
Okay, so you didn't feel like, gosh, it just won't sell. You haven't really tried. I mean, you haven't really actively listed it yet, right?
No.
Okay,
right.
And when was this? When was the last time you had an agent through?
The last time was probably about a month ago, and we were all ready to put it up again. And actually, we actually packed a lot of things.
Okay.
And the agent came and told us basically that our house was underwater and we weren't going to be making a profit enough to move to the next house. So we got blocked.
Okay, underwater, like upside down, and not literally underwater. You don't have flooding.
Right, not actually underwater, but.
Right, yes, that term of underwater, upside down. Okay. Okay, so. So for now, is it hard for you to afford it, the mortgage?
Yes.
The way it is now? It is.
The mortgage, the problem is the mortgage is way too high, the taxes are too high, and the neighborhood that we live in is not a very friendly one.
Okay, so you would really like to move, but you're getting negatives from the, and you probably, can you afford to sell it and pay out the rest of the mortgage?
No.
That would be difficult, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I think I get the predicament you're in, and it's, oh, boy, lots of people have gone through that, and it's a tough one. Okay. Have you explored at all the HARP financing where you can get a reduced payment or interest rate?
Well, that's another story. I mean, I'm very frustrated over my husband because I feel like I'm the only one who's doing everything. And I asked him to look into that, and he doesn't seem to do it.
Okay. Well, maybe you take it on and look into it and find out some info, because here's what I'm feeling, and it's kind of one of those ways that angels will be humorous and with their little word play and HARP, you know, it's called the, I forget exactly what it stands for, but it's where you can get your mortgage rate, you know, reevaluated and potentially lower when you're in a situation like you are where you're underwater. When you were talking and I thought, oh, I wonder if they've looked into HARP. It was like one of these, just that sort of that laughter, like HARP, yes, angels, HARP, HARP. Yeah, there's a choir of angels rejoicing, singing Gloria. HARP, and we're playing HARP. So HARP may be your answer for now to, you know, at least get you out of the monthly, you know, that it's a struggle until things can turn around, and then you can make a decision that where you're not going to be in, where you're not going to put yourself in financial difficulty by selling because things will turn around eventually.
Right.
But in the meantime, you can save some money and not be killing yourself to pay this.
The problem is my husband did look into the HARP.
Okay.
Into it, and the problem is that you need money for closing costs, which we don't have.
Can they wrap it into the loan? Most times I think
they
can.
That I'm not sure. All
right. Why don't you try it and, or just you take that initiative, find out information, because it also may be changing, you know, or it may have changed since he, I don't know a lot of details about it, but I do know that along the way there have been some changes, just things that I've heard from, you know, people or that I've read online or whatever, but it doesn't hurt to call and find out. And I think there may be some relief for you there. And before you make that call, Gloria, I want you to sit quietly and ask angels for their guidance and their assistance. And if this is meant to be, to help move it along and help you move through it and breathe through it, because it may give you, you know, we're on a spiritual path, but we also live in this world and we have our issues. Every one of us has our issues and the things that come up that we have to deal with. And sometimes they're really hard. And sometimes they feel like we'll never get over them or that they'll never go away. But I think there is some real potential for some kind of relief for you in this that allows you to breathe a little easier and then wait on the market to recover. So it's worth a try, but before you do it with angelic help and with the, you know, this intention or belief that I'm going to believe that there's some kind of relief for me and I'm going to follow angelic guidance. And that's going to be my first step. I'll try that. If that doesn't work, I'm going to listen some more and follow another one. So
I was just wondering, because every time that we've attempted or talked about it, there's always been a block. So that's why I was wondering if this is where we're supposed to be.
Could be. Yeah, it could be that, you know, once you get out from under the struggle of paying for the house and being, you know, that you'll realize that it's fine to be there or that you like being there. That could very well be. But the immediate, I want you to explore any immediate steps you can take to get yourself some relief. Okay.
Because
I think
so
there
much.
Will be some kind of answers that may not be the ultimate end answer, but it at least is a step in the direction to getting all that worked out. You know, saving money and then eventually maybe selling, or maybe not, maybe staying there.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All
I appreciate you and the angel's help.
You're
Have a
very
great day.
Welcome. You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, that's funny, angels with HARP. Yes, HARP. That's why you heard a choir of angels. Okay, moving on to the next caller. Let's see, area code 480. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name's Mike.
Hi, Mike. And where are you calling from? I'm just curious. I don't recognize 480.
Oh, I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay. All right. And that's why you said good morning. It's still morning here. Yeah, but it's much earlier morning for you.
Very much so. Very much so.
Okay. Well, what can I do for you today, Mike? Do you have a question?
I do. I'm making a move on Sunday, and I'm moving to California. And I have a job lined up, which is just a job to take care of the basic stuff for right now until I get settled.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, but it's probably like a half-hour drive, and I was wondering once I arrive that there will be something like within the surrounding area of where I'll be living if I'll be able to pick something up fairly quickly.
Okay. Well, I saw immediately an image of like a set of tools, like carpentry type tools. And so I didn't just see one. A lot of times I'll just see something like a shovel or a hammer, or, and then I try to connect that with what the question might be in some symbolic way. I saw a whole set of tools. So I don't, are you handy at all with tools?
No, I mean, it's just a bartending gig is what I'll be doing.
Okay. I'm trying to relate what the specific symbolism of the tools, of what it might mean. So it doesn't necessarily have to relate to a specific job.
Right.
But it's something about, it feels like to me that it's something about building, you know, and you've got this variety of tools. And, I think you have more talents and gifts in your toolbox than you realize. And, I want you to open up to, you know, tools just as a metaphor, to the tools that the gifts that are in your toolbox, because I think there are some that you haven't yet even begun to touch on that you probably, they're probably really big gifts. I'm trying to just sort of sit in that energy and see if any specifics come to mind. Kind of feels like, have you explored healing, like hands-on type energy work at all?
I haven't. I did open up mediumship like in 2010. So I mean, that's in the back pocket type of thing. So
yes.
Throughout my development, and then just kind of checking out spiritualist churches here and there. That's pretty much the number one message.
Okay. Well, I feel like you've got some quote unquote tools. And I feel like it has to do with your hands. So I think there's some ability that you have with your hands and with healing. So I want to see you explore that more and look into it. I feel like, you know, you put out an energy. It's not just from your hands, but when you can concentrate it there, it becomes sort of stronger in whatever area your hands will, you know, are around or on. Do you ever, like you said, you're doing bartending work. Do you feel like people are kind of drawn to you? Like,
Oh my gosh.
I mean, bartenders sometimes aren't that magnet for, I just need somebody to talk to. Interestingly enough, be why you're in that job.
Yeah. That, and even when I'm in sales jobs as well, I mean, it's just like a magnet.
Well,
like-minded
it's the
people
energy,
kind of, you know.
Mike. It's the energy. You're putting that out and people feel it. They have no clue what they're feeling. They don't have, you know, but you already, now, if you begin to practice it in a more aware way and say, I'm ready for this to come through, you know, whether you explore Reiki or healing touch or even read about them. And I just think it's going to come alive in you even more because it's already there beyond even your awareness or people around you, but they are drawn to you and that's why. So I want you to explore that using your tools, which are your hands, and explore the energy work where you're concentrating it more deliberately, as opposed to just your aura being something that people are drawn to. I want you to start concentrating it more deliberately and see what happens. Okay.
Interesting. No, that's fantastic. Yeah. And the area that I'm moving to is a really big woohoo area. So.
Okay. That's good. Woohoo in a good way, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Well, then you're going to fit right in. It gives you great way to begin to explore, to be in that kind of area. And you know, some things you'll say, nah, that doesn't do anything for me. And then something else you'll just click with and it'll be like, it's always been part of you. So just let yourself explore. But you have some tools that are really pronounced gifts, and they have to do with your hands. So go down that path and see what happens. I think you'll like it.
I totally will. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Great. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yes, that was a new – I've never seen a whole set of tools like that. I usually see, one specific that has some sort of symbolism. But that tells me that Mike is just beginning to uncover some of his gifts. And that's cool. That's an exciting time. And that's all about that whole sort of rebirth. And that also is why – Jeremiah can be very beneficial when we're in that sort of rebirth, the new me, the spiritual me that's been in this cocoon all this time and is now going to come out more fully, a new layer of me, and I want it to be my spiritual gifts and purpose. And that doesn't mean, folks, that, okay, my other life is entirely over. I have to quit my job. No, you can, every job you do can be a reflection of your spiritual self and your avenue to share it with others. You know, like, you're just, Mike's a bartender. Do you know how many people he has an opportunity to touch in a moment when they're probably ready for it? Doesn't even have to say anything, just the energy, and they could be at the bar to celebrate and just relax. And he's got the energy to benefit them, whether they're aware or not. Or they're having a really tough time and they're sort of sitting there, the old drowning their sorrows. Or when he goes to work and he can see or understand that everything he does is a way to bring out the light within himself and the spirit and the compassion that he has. Every job becomes our spiritual purpose or spiritual avenue, or it can. So if you're in a job and you're thinking, I think I'm meant to be on the spiritual path and be, you have your avenue right there. What you're doing now, you don't have to entirely disrupt your life. There may be times when you're called to change your life dramatically, but you can do the spiritual path. You can walk the spiritual path in whatever you're doing, and people that are bringing light are needed in every aspect of our world. So wherever you are, just consider it, that's where I need to be right now and where I can best shine my light and do it. So, okay, I'm going to area code 631, and you'll be on the air any second now.
Hello.
Hi, what's your first name? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, hi, thanks. My name is Suzanne. And I was wondering, okay. I started to do a change of job, and I just started a couple of days ago as a bus matron, and I'm looking to sub as a lunch monitor because I need a little extra income in between. Do you see that? And also, I'm looking for my son to come back home and live with me.
Okay. All right. What I saw, sometimes when I see these things, there may be some significance to you. Something that's like, oh, wait, I know what that is. So this one may be one of those. And also when I see something and it's in a specific color, the color itself can be part of the message. So what I saw for you was a box. From what I could tell, I didn't have any frame of reference for size, but from what I could tell, it was like maybe about the shoebox size, and it had a lid that could open up, like hinged lid, almost like a little treasure chest, and it was a yellow box. So, you know, yellow I think may have to do with chakras and that kind of thing. Does the yellow box at all, is there anything that rings a bell with you? Is there any significance to a yellow box like that?
No.
Okay. All right. So when I see a little box, it's sort of like a treasure chest type look. That usually means that there is something hidden that is going to be revealed to you. And often it is like a treasure, hidden treasure. That can be something about yourself, something it can be like about an abundance and a treasure being. But when I see it like that, it's a sign that there is something being revealed to you. Pay attention and be open and ask for it if you want this revelation. It feels very positive to me, but the yellow to me kind of indicates that, because that's in the solar plexus, the chakra, that's the color there, which is, you know, right where the rib cage splits and kind of diaphragm area, in that area and just above the stomach. And often that indicates that we have some kind of fear. That's why when we're afraid, we get that weird feeling in our gut. So is there something that you're afraid of? And when I said something about something being revealed, did you have anything at all that came up that you thought, uh-oh, I hope it's not this? Or did any of that sort of emotion come up?
I just called the principal of one of the schools and seen if they, I used to sub that they need a lunch monitor, so I'm just waiting for the phone calls, and then I'm just wondering if my son is happy. He lives with his dad right now, but I don't know if things are going to be revealed there, but I want it to come back to me.
Okay. I do think maybe it is something about your son going to be revealed, and maybe he is happy there. I got a happy feel from the yellow box.
Well, I don't
box.
Want him. Like, I mean, was, I rather, I, he used to live with me. I didn't want him to move there.
Right. No, but you said you want him to be happy, and I get the feeling that there is happiness around
that. I want him to
that.
Back to me and be happy.
I know, but all I can tell you is what I'm kind of feeling and seeing, and it's not like, oh, that's definitive. I'm saying it may be that he's happy there, and maybe that's a good place for him now, even though that might not be what you want, what you're ready to hear. And that may even be some of the yellow and kind of afraid that you could be a little bit afraid to hear that. But you do want him happy, right?
Yeah, he could be happy with me too. There's nothing bad going on here.
But if he's happy there, could you be okay with that if that's what gets revealed to you?
Not really, because
okay.
He's my only child, and my ex has three others and a new wife and stuff like that. I'm getting older. I only have one kid.
Yeah. How old is your son?
14.
14. Well, do you want whatever it is? It feels positive to me, even though it might not, you know, do you want it to be revealed? And if you do, ask for it to be revealed and decide. Maybe that's a good thing to explore. If you know your son is happy, could you be happy with him being there for a while? You know, and could you allow him that avenue for happiness?
Yes, of course I can. I wouldn't want, but it's not like we live real, real close. His dad kind of acts like I'm not.
Oh, I understand.
Even, yeah.
I have two sons. I understand. But I know you want him happy, and if that is what gets revealed, and I'm not saying it is, but I'm saying that is something to explore, whether or not that's the situation. It is kind of that, well, what do I want most? Do I want my child to be happy? Okay, is that real to me? Do I really want my child to be happy? And if my child's happy in a way that, you know, isn't exactly the way I would have scripted it, can I be happy because he's happy? So that's something you can explore. But I feel like it's a positive thing, and there may even be more than one thing that's going to get revealed here. or, you know, that's going to come forth here that isn't just related to your son. I feel like there are positive things for you, and that, that if you don't step forward in fear, and sometimes fear manifests itself in that need to control it in that tight little box and have it a certain way. I think if you step forward and say, you know, I want him to be happy and I want happiness for me, and there may be some ways that get revealed to you that you wouldn't have expected. And I even feel like there's something about, you know, that opening that treasure chest that is abundance related too. So if that's an issue that's been concerned about.
Yeah. And also meeting someone, because I don't feel like being alone the rest of my life.
Okay, well, you know, the best thing for meeting someone is that spiritual path, and the more you, you know, explore that and you bring out that divine light within yourself, that's when you're in the right place to attract that back to you. So I see positive things. The yellow box feels positive. I feel like there will be things that make you uneasy that, you know, get revealed, but they're not horrendous things. They're just a chance for you to explore and maybe open up to some new things.
Okay, thank you.
That you haven't thought of before. Okay, great.
Thank you.
Have a good afternoon. All right. That's a tough one. As a mother, you know, that's kind of an ultimate question about love and, you know, wanting your children to be happy. And sometimes we see happiness is only a certain way. I think in our society, you know, whether it's we see happiness only if they're in a certain kind of job and making a certain amount of money. And that's when we want them to be happy. But happiness is defined this way for me. And that's what I want for my son or my daughter. And we sometimes pressure young kids way too much in this world, you know, that has to be the, you know, right job, right school, right, this, they have to do this. And a lot of young people are, I believe, light beings, and it's a struggle for them to fit in. If we think it's a struggle for us sometimes to fit in the ways of the world and the way that this is what success is, this is what happiness is, this is what you march to, this is what you do. If we think we get stressed by that, just think about them, because the ones especially that have come to bring some new kind of light, just like many of us probably have, well, it's even intensified for these younger kids. And so we have to have that compassion and love for them and not have the expectation that they just follow and do things like our generation did, but allow them to explore and just be happy and be themselves, even if it's a little different from how our generation defined it. So that's an ultimate test for a parent. Okay, I'm not sure if I've already done this one, if this was Mike, because I didn't write down the area code. I'm going to go to 443. Mike, if this is you, you can just tell me, but I don't want to skip somebody by accident. Hello?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Okay. I'm glad I did that, because I wasn't sure if it was the same area, if it was the same call. Okay, so what's your first name?
Kathy.
Okay. Is it Kathy with the K or Kathy with the C?
K-A-T-H-I-E.
Okay. And I don't even know why I asked that. It just seemed important to me all of a sudden. Okay. What I saw for you is oranges, like the fruits. So again, here we have this color, distinct color for a vision, but also an object that has some symbolism. And so what I'm feeling the orange means, I'll get to the orange color part later, but what I'm feeling the fruit orange is, it's actually really more like a tangerine, and I'm seeing it now being peeled. And you know how you can just pull off the different little pieces, the different sections. That's what I'm feeling, like there is something occurring for you with peeling off these sections, peeling the outer part and then having these little sections. So did you have a question? And I'll see if I can interpret how it might relate. Or were you just calling for a general reading?
No, I think it has to do with my spiritual journey, peeling up the layers.
That's the feeling I was getting, yes, that it was. and it's not, it's funny, it's not exactly layers like, you know, the metaphor of the onion is used a lot. Like, you know, you peel and there's another layer exactly like it, another layer exactly like it. This is a little different feeling to me because it is sections, and it's like the sections that sort of make up the whole. And it feels like to me that your spiritual journey, you're going to be introduced to some more distinct parts, distinct sections of it that you may not have explored as much yet. And so there's going to be the peeling of the outer, and then, and you may find yourself for a bit almost a little bit overwhelmed, like not like, oh, I think I like this. I think I'm going to try this. I think I'm going to try this. I think I'm going to try this. And just go with it if you have that feeling, because something will, you know, you'll start to settle into maybe some things that have, are there some things that you've been contemplating exploring lately and maybe couldn't zero in on in the spiritual sense?
Not really, but I just ordered something muscle testing.
Uh-huh.
To learn.
Yes. Okay. I think you're going to get just these sudden whims of things like muscle testing. And then, you know, the next one, I mean, it might be something totally different that you want to explore, that, that they're all going to work together. You know, you may feel a little bit like your brain is just going in all directions, but there are going to be a lot of different things spiritually introduced to you kind of at once, I think. And the orange part, and that in the chakras would correlate to the sacral chakra, and that's creativity. And do you have any, I feel like that's part of what's going to be opened up in you, or what some of your spiritual journey has to do with creativity. Do you write?
Well,
do you paint?
Well, no, I make jewelry, and I started picking it back up again.
Okay, you're going to have, I think, a little bit, you know, more creative urges and or, you know, things that you want to explore that way. So just go with it, because it is part of that unpeeling and exploring lots of different facets of yourself and your spiritual self. The orange sacral chakra can also be where we hold some anxiety or reservations, like the fear part in the solar plexus. But, you know, sometimes the sacral chakra, you know, has to do, it can have to do with any kind of sexual guilt or past or pain in that area that we need to heal. You know, it's in that whole reproductive area. If that's any kind of issue, that's, you know, that's something that you can just ask to release from, if that applies at all. But I would read about the sacral chakra, because I feel like there that might be your area where there's some reservation. Maybe you're hesitant to be as creative as you really want to be, and there are some things that you haven't explored that you should explore, and you shouldn't be afraid to create and explore that way and have fun with it. So, okay. Anything else?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope that's helpful.
It was. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Great.
Have
Bye-bye.
A good day.
Bye. You too. The colors can be really significant to us. And, you know, when I see that vivid color for somebody, it usually is something to do with, or it often is, I won't say usually, it often is something to do with the corresponding chakra. So when you're seeing a color frequently that kind of stands out to you, or you can even ask for, you know, let me notice a certain color if there is relevance, like a chakra that I need to balance. Or then when you are seeing something like that, then you can go and read about that color and what it might represent in the chakras or elsewhere. And that can be a really fun way to, I always think of it like, you know, following the little breadcrumbs along the path to discovering your spiritual self or your spiritual home. So, okay, I'm going to move right along to area code 917.
Hello.
Hello. What's your first name?
My name is Ashiel.
Ashiel? Did I say that right?
Ashiel. Yes, Ashiel.
Ashiel. Okay. Yeah. Do you have a question today?
I'm on a spiritual journey, and right now I'm on a standstill in terms of my career and my love life and everything else. So I'm just trying to see what kind of messages the angels are for me in terms of my transition, you know.
Okay, well, I have a definite one that popped up, and then as you were talking, I was feeling it even more, or what it probably represents or might represent. The image that I saw was a wheelbarrow, you know, to cart things in, and then I wrote down and I underlined 3 or 4 times, helping you carry your heavy burdens. And I feel like you have a lot of burdens that you've been carrying, and that the wheelbarrow represents some relief from that for you. And that those burdens, just I want you to imagine putting your burdens in a wheelbarrow and then wheeling it and dumping it. And that's what I want. It's a release of your burdens, a prayer to let them go. And the visual of actually, you know, you've got this, if let's say you have a financial burden, you dump it in the wheelbarrow. If you have a health issue or burden, you dump it in the wheelbarrow. If you have sorrow that you're carrying, dump it in the wheelbarrow. Roll that wheelbarrow and dump it out. And as you do that, say, I want to release this burden. Please help me release this burden. So is it true? Do you feel like you've been carrying a lot of burdens?
Yeah.
Heaviness?
You know, you know, and I'm just also aware that, you know, I'm going through a transition as well.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, this is very symbolic of a transition, because it's a letting go of the burdens, letting go of anything that's troubling you, and having the faith that you're just going to dump and release, and you're going to release from them. It's an extremely positive sign about transformation. But you have to give up the burdens. You have to be willing to surrender them. And that's a good thing, surrendering burdens. But have the faith that there are answers and there's help for you. This is a tremendously positive sign. It's that I get to let go of this and dump it. And I'll let angels and spirit deal with it, and they're ready for me to dump it on them, and they'll carry it away. So extremely positive. I can't even put into words how positive it feels. I mean, it's like relief. It's finally here. Let it go. Be done with it and be ready for something new and wonderful. But we have a tendency as humans to hang on to the burdens, so you may have to continue to visualize putting it in that little wheelbarrow or cart and dumping it, you know. So use that visual image and, you know, go through things of your life, burdens that you need to release, and just imagine yourself just taking it and putting it in the wheelbarrow and then rolling it out and dumping it and being done with it. And if you have to do that visualization over and over, do it, because it will help you on a deeper level. It will help you continue to release and let go.
Okay? So that's all I have to do. Okay.
Yes, but it's very, very good. Okay. And, you know, if you'll have that faith and really seek to let go of those burdens, you're going to feel like a new person.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Is there any particular angel that I need to reach out for?
Let's see if anything comes to me directly. Raphael, okay. His color is green. For me, at least, I see Raphael as green and blue, and he's healing angel and also represents compassion and love, and that's what heals. If you have any physical healing issues, Raphael's there for you, and that's part of the burdens to release. Do you have anything that's bothering you physically that you've been struggled with?
I was a little down for a little while, because nothing was really happening. So, but I just have learned to have faith and believe in the universe,
You have the energy I feel from you is a lot to me like what I feel for Archangel Raphael. It's kindness and compassion, and that's a very powerful healing tool or healing gift. So, that's explore Archangel Raphael and talk to him and give your burdens to him to be healed and carried away and just be ready for good things. If you let go of those burdens, be ready. It's coming. Then you're going to put your burdens in the wheelbarrow and you're going to dump it. And now what I'm seeing is a wheelbarrow filled with new good things that's going to be wheeled right back to you. So it's very, very positive.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I love it when those kind of messages come through. Okay, you have a great rest of the day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. Oh, I love it. Love it when those come through because I get to feel that giddiness and excitement and very good things to come. But, every single one of us faces this, that we have to be willing to let go of the burdens if we're going to be rid of them and have that opening for the new things that will replace them. So you have to be willing, and most of us fight it. I know I have lots of times. So, that's a good message for every one of us. And use the same visualization of the wheelbarrow and carting away your burdens and dumping them, and then new wonderful things being carted right back into your life and your experience. Okay, next caller is 310.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
What's your name, your first name?
My name is Mindy.
Okay. Mindy or Wendy? Mindy with an
Mindy.
M?
Mindy.
Okay.
Yeah, like morphing Mindy.
Uh-huh. Okay. And do you have a specific question or anything in particular you're calling about?
Yes, and it has to do with a move. I don't know if I'm going to be moving internationally or staying here in the States.
Okay, do you have a particular place? Do you have a particular place or other town or destination that you're looking at right now?
Yes, it's Santa Rosa.
Okay,
Santa Rosa,
because
California.
Okay, I saw for you was a big sunshine, and when you said something about a move, I thought, I just wonder if she's looking into a sunshiny place. Where would you be moving from? Where are you now?
Los Angeles.
Okay, well, you're already in a lot of sunshine. Okay, well, then I would take the sunshine just as a positive, a very positive that likely there are some, since you were calling about a move, that there are some opportunities for a move that would be a very positive one. And the symbolism became even more like cheery and positive because first I saw the sunshine and then I saw the sunflower. So I'm not sure what exactly a sunflower represents like in symbolism, but obviously it's big and it has a lot of cheer, and a sunflower also provides the sunflower seeds, it provides something edible. Sunflowers scare away like the crows, or the birds. So okay, now it's coming to me. It's a sign of protection and kind of warding up boundaries set for the negative things, you know, the things that you don't want to attract, and but very positive, cheery, and what I want you to do is work on setting some boundaries where you might need to, if there are any of those places or situations that come to mind, that often involves some cord cutting, releasing from the situation, so that you can set the boundary. And it sounds like you have some, you know that there are some things or people or situations that you could benefit from cutting from that. I do have a meditation for that, or there are other ones that I'm sure that you can get on YouTube or something. But in the archives of this show, and you have to go back to August or September of 2014. If you scroll through, or there's a search mechanism and you can put cord cutting meditation, you can type that in and it should bring it right up. But that's one that you can go through, and it walks you through a meditation where you're asking for that release, and you can ask for specific ones, or you can just leave it up to and say, angels, cut away anything that's not serving my highest purpose right now. And so just like the sunflower sort of protects the garden in a way from the things that wouldn't serve it well, because the crows would come and eat all the seeds that were being planted. That's sort of what you're doing. You're going to sort of protect your aura, and you're going to set some boundaries that need to be set. And side of that is that there's a lot of cheer and happiness and beauty and sunshine coming your way from it. And so when you cord cut, it is, it's beautiful. These are really good messages today. And multi-layered, that I love it when they come like that. When you cord cut,
are they saying anything?
Sure that, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I was interested to know, eventually International comes on the scene.
When you said that, I got kind of, like a good vibe, like back in my neck, not exactly chill bumps, but like a good, so I think that's a definite possibility. Again, like I said earlier, I'm not a fortune teller, because we always have, we have free will, and then people around us have free will, and, but I feel like that's a really distinct possibility.
That's great.
So it's a very, very positive, but you are going to have to do some boundary work and cord cutting and stick to it, but you can do it. So I think you already were maybe leaning that way and ready to do some boundary setting anyway, right?
Absolutely. I can share with you, my mother died in July, and my daughter and myself, we lived in the same home with my mom. She wasn't well. We were taking care of her. And when my mom passed, it was both my daughter and myself felt such energy of almost flu-like symptoms. And I said to her, Rachel, we have to envision cord cutting here with my mom to let her go forward. And then my siblings that have been coming on through, I live in a beautiful home. They want me to sell the house and get out of the house. And my mom said, Mindy, you can stay here for at least 6 months until you're on your way. And they want to sell the house right away, blah, blah, blah. And they come and look at all the things. It's been the crows.
Oh, yes. Families can give us many reasons to do cord cutting. Dynamics of families.
So there's a beautiful message for me.
It is a beautiful message.
That.
It feels positive. It feels like you're ready. And do well with the cord cutting, and you're going to be strong. Think about the sunflower too, how strong it stands in the garden. It's a nice, for a flower, it's a very sturdy stem. And that's what I see for you, what you're going to be. You're going to set these boundaries, and you're going to hold firm and beautiful. And it's all good. Now, it's not always easy when you do the cord cutting. Sometimes it's real, real easy. And certain things or people will just drift off in another direction. And other times, when ego gets involved and, it'll be the opposite. It'll feel like these people are coming at you or situations. But just stay strong. You can.
Okay.
You can do this. Stay strong and stay committed to that. And it is going to be a very positive, cheery, sunshiny outlook for you from that.
Even moving, even if I stay in Los Angeles or I move up north, it's not does it matter? It's more about...
It's not about the pain. No, it's more about your boundaries. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I'm getting this little last minute that I think you may see Sunflower to remind, one, to remind you of staying committed to firm boundaries, but also I feel like it might be kind of a wink from your mother from time to time.
That's cool.
So when you see an image of a sunflower and you get this feeling, you'll know that's your mom winking at you.
That's wonderful. And is there an angel for me?
Let's see. I'm feeling Uriel and wisdom, kind of an underlying wisdom. He's a very quiet angel. You won't know he's around
That's
a lot
cool.
of time. So
lovely.
You can you can talk to him. I don't find that when he's around that I immediately feel him, but he'll come to you more in like ideas and wisdom, and you'll think, oh, I just had this brilliant idea, and it can be from him putting it there. Oh, but the other thing, and this is great, he's also about manifesting. And so if you are contemplating moves or definitely about manifesting and intention. So
wonderful.
Work with him and talk to him. Okay?
Okay. Thank you for your
Have
time
a great
and
day.
Your service.
Bye now. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Oh, boy, we're zipping right through quite a few. Let's see. I need to check the time. Okay, we have about 23 minutes left, and I have four callers, so I think I'm going to be able to fit it all in. I won't take any new callers after the four that are on hold now, and the area codes I'm getting for those are 111, which is a computer call, so you'll know if that's you, 908. Oops, one just dropped off, and 305. So those, if you're on right now, I will get to you even if time runs out, because you can just stay on the line and I can keep talking. And even though the recording or the broadcast will end, I can keep talking to you. So stay on. If you're 111-908-305, I promise I will get to all three of you. 111 is next. Hello? Anyone there? Okay. Okay, then I'm going to go right to the next one, 908 area code. You'll be live any second now.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, and how are you? You are my first time calling. You are very angelic.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's awfully sweet. That brightens my day. well, what is your first name, and do you have a question?
Name is Carolyn, and
I almost knew that. That is so weird. I was thinking you're Carolyn, and then you said, okay, I think we're really connected here.
Oh, my God.
So, okay, go ahead with your question.
Beautiful. Well, not necessary, but I would love a reading. Otherwise,
okay.
Maybe
just a general.
Yeah.
Okay. What I saw for you right away. Well, first I saw petals, like petals on a bicycle or tricycle. But then I saw it looked like the tricycle, and actually like the petals being pedaled, like really fast.
Yeah.
So I take it that either there's a lot of activity, a lot going on for you right now, or you're like pedaling really hard towards something.
Yes.
Would that
yes.
fit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
and the feeling I was getting was, and you can tell me in a minute what you're working toward and all that. The feeling I was getting was just, yes, just keep on. You're doing great. Just keep pedaling. Uh-huh. And it feels like you're very much on course. And, you know, your rhythm in the pedals is good. And you're just going, you know, you're just moving along. You're just breezing through it with these little, you know, on your little tricycle, your tricycle of life. So now you tell me what all is going on and what all this pedaling's about. Because it feels very exciting to me. So.
Oh, my gosh. This is so unique, by the way, because I didn't want to ask question, because one of the questions was, how am I doing? How is my semi on the path?
Okay.
Well, those questions I already know that I'm on the path, but what I'm doing right now, it's related to that, because some days I'm like gung ho, but then I say, okay, I can't be working, you know, 7 days a week, 24 hours, 3 hours sleep. So I give myself a break, but sometimes I have deadlines that I put on myself. So I am working, I'm helping people. So
yes, I get that feeling.
Yes. And it's published through publishing, and I'm like sitting on something magical. That's all I could say, I'm working right now.
That's aligned with what you're sure. That's very much aligned. I'm feeling just really magical is a good word for the feeling I was feeling about all that little peddling. So go ahead and say what you're working on.
So that's that was my main question, because sometimes I feel like, am I falling behind or am I on the path?
No, you're not falling behind at all. You're right on time. Now, I will say, anytime there's a lot of peddling, and the excitement of that, you do need to pause and rest and take care of yourself. And, you know, you just think about if you're riding a tricycle or a bicycle, you can't pedal forever without rest. So make sure you do that. But you are very much on track, and just, it feels like to me, just breezing right along, zooming right through. And did you want to mention what you're working on? I wasn't sure if you said you couldn't mention it or you wanted to mention it. Do you want to mention it?
Okay. That'd be great, because maybe, you know, like I said, helping people.
Maybe somebody
that's online can, you know, right now is listening.
Sure.
But I represent authors, and I submit the books to major publishing houses. And right now I have like one that's about, I know it, and you probably know it too. Not only is it going to be a book, but it's going to be a movie. And right now it's just like I'm submitting it today to an editor already, but I'm just like tweaking it, going back, you know, it has to be perfect. So that's what I do for a living right now.
Sure. Okay.
Another thing that's bothering me, meanwhile, I'm concentrating on this, but I have certain people that kind of, I don't know why I'm so kind to people. And why do I get to a certain groups that are so rude?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. And I think it's something that all of us face when we consciously step into that more spiritual, that path of light. And it creates subconsciously fear in people that are still more attached to the ego world and the way that the ego world works. It's scary to them. They don't really even know it. You know, they don't look at you and think, oh, I'm scared of her. But it's an inner fear, which is how ego operates. And so there is this subconscious tendency to come at people, like attack the light, you know. So that's what that is.
But they come from there, supposedly. Well,
there's something fearful in them coming at you. So even if they're behaving, you know, they're seeking the light too. There is something that's lingering that has to do with fear, shadow. Sometimes it's something like jealousy or. All you can really do is know they can't harm you. They can't hurt you, and be compassionate, because all of us have those moments of maybe fear or jealousy, whatever. Be compassionate, be aware so that they don't sabotage you if it gets to that point. Because, you know, even people that are chasing the light or living in the light or trying to, you know, everybody has moments of being subjected to ego, trying to steer us off in another course. So just be aware and keep shining your light and pedaling and doing what you're doing, because I think you are helping people. You're helping a lot of people, even more than you realize. So
I try.
Yeah,
I try.
You're right on track and everything.
Thank
you're pedaling right along.
You are beautiful.
Not only
because it's to give out beautiful readings, but you're very kind. And what I admire about you, and I never met you before, is that you take your time to the ones that need the most help. So
yes,
I really do try
to just surrender this show to spirit and angels, and they know how much time something needs. Or so, thank you for
that
it.
Was,
always,
yes,
and it's always
yes.
nice to hear that kind of thing, though. You know, it's kind of that boost of hey, well, I'm pedaling on the right track too.
Not only that, but you are. You're a beautiful angel. By the way, where's your website?
My website is sherrylane.com. I don't know why sometimes it doesn't come up on the blog talk thing, because I have entered it there, but I'll go back and recheck. sherrylane.com. And I'm glad you asked that, because I haven't mentioned it yet today. From there, you can connect to the book I wrote, Setting God Free.
Cool.
You can connect to my Facebook fan page, which is called Seeing Miracles Every Day. And I do every day post positive thoughts on there. And generally it's around the ideas of Course in Miracles, but all sorts of other positive spiritual thought, because most all of that kind of connects to, you know, the ideas of A Course in Miracles. So that's another way to connect with me. And you can see more on, you can see basically a lot that everything I do on the webpage, sherrylane.com. Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you. Have a beautiful
All
day.
All right. You
okay.
too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. I've got the 305 is up next, and then another call, 770. I think I can get to both of you. So both of you hold on, because I'll get to you even if the time runs out on the show. You can hold on and we'll talk after. So 305, you're up next. Are you there?
Hello. Yes,
hello.
Sorry, didn't... Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your first name? I can hear you well.
Okay, I have you on loudspeaker because if I take you off, I don't think you can hear me.
Okay, well, you're coming through very clearly. Are you hearing me okay?
I'm hearing you great, Sherry.
Okay.
I know you're great. I don't know if it was 6 or 8 months ago, but I did speak to you once before in our lives.
Okay.
I'm not well.
Okay.
And it's been a long struggle. It's not a health matter, even though it's becoming one now. It's been almost... It's going close to 8 years now. It's a struggle that I don't know how it had to come into my life. I wonder what you could see, and I wonder if
okay.
there's any advice that, you know,
okay.
you have for me.
I felt this impulse, like, just sort of took over my body. I do hands-on healing type work, and as you were talking, I... open my hands open like you would, like if you're, say, looking up to heaven and you open your, and I put my hands on myself as if I was putting hands on you. And it was like right around the neck and shoulders. And I was feeling so much tingling and release. And I just feel this need, like right now, to hold a moment of just silent prayer for you and whatever you're going through, just for a moment, and then we'll talk more. And
thank
I
you.
Want you to open, be open for blessings and healing to come to you. Because I feel like it's there. Now, did you say it's not a physical healing?
It's
that
becoming
you're
one.
Not well?
It's
okay.
It's becoming one, and I'm in pain today, and
mm-hmm.
no way to resolve it. I'm in fear. I'm in all the dark places we don't want to go to.
Okay.
And
well, but we all
person,
have
been,
we all go there sometimes.
And as a spiritual person, I have been using Louise Hay, Wayne Dyer,
mm-hmm.
the whole gamut, but. It hasn't had the desired effect.
Okay. So you feel like there is a physical health issue that, do you know what that is? Have you had anything that has...
No. This situation is making me feel so powerless. And, of course, in the real world, that would translate into physical exhaustion.
Yes,
physical
it will eventually, most times, right.
And
right.
I think
okay.
Eventually is now, and I still can't
yes,
overcome.
I feel like that... You are on the brink of something like that. And I don't say that to be alarming, but it feels like you already feel that. When I felt that need to just put my hands up and absorb like angelic energy and then put my hands on myself, but really as if I'm putting them on you, that was incredibly powerful. And I hope you can receive it and feel it, because I believe wholeheartedly in our ability to heal in faith and instantly. And I've seen it many times with people I've worked with that have had very serious physical problems like kidney failure. Two elderly gentlemen that I've worked with hands-on healing and prayer, instantly they're in end-stage kidney failure and their kidneys start working normally again, to the point that the doctors... One was my own father, to the point that the doctor looked at the chart and thought they had the wrong chart and were just flipping through. I believe that through faith, if we hold that faith, whether if we have the opening to believe and we have the faith, and then it's compounded when someone else has the faith with the total faith in healing. And that need I felt to basically lay hands on you at a distance, I know your body can accept it, and the cells in your body are on the path to healing, and let yourself believe it and feel it, and
say
I am healed. And sometimes things run around instantly, sometimes they won't,
but I believe
you have the ability,
and I think it is coming from some hurt inside you, somebody hurt you when you're young,
and
you're holding it in your body,
you're holding your spirit,
and you find a way to really let it go. Sherry, the phone line is acting up, and I'm not hearing you clearly. If
okay,
I disconnect,
okay.
I'm going to listen to the archive,
but I do need
the help of all those who can.
Yes,
everyone who's listening,
I'm hoping they'll lift you up in prayer. What is your first name?
I couldn't understand what you said.
What is your first name?
My name is Deanna.
Deanna?
Yes.
Okay. So just so that we can connect in words and say prayers for you. Well, I feel the power of prayer and the laying on of hands. I believe that can work when someone believes. I feel a deep hurt inside you from when you were young, and I'm praying right now that you're able to let that go and let its impact on your life and your health, let it go. And I know others are praying with me, and I just want you to receive and feel, hold peace. Just in this moment, hold peace and the feeling of perfect health, and even more than that, perfect emotional and spiritual well-being. Just feel that right now, what it feels like.
It feels better than when I started the call.
Good. Okay. Well, understand that you have the ability to reset your cells, Glee, and to reset your whole emotional existence. And believe that and accept it and be on that path to healing in every way. I feel lighter right now than I did just a minute. You know, it's like I feel the uplifting, because no matter how down we are, that healing power of prayer and love and compassion is huge, and it will lift us up. So I feel it for you and I want you to accept it and try to spend the rest of the day just feeling that health and perfection and asking to release the whatever heaviness has been burdening you and let it be released. Imagine cherubs, little angels, flying in and picking up, you know, any of the heaviness and the gunk that you might be carrying. Just imagine hundreds of them coming and carrying it away in little buckets. That's the image I'm seeing for you right now. All your burdens and the muck, and they're carrying it away, all these cherub angels. And visualize that today and hold on to that thought. And you're going to feel better. Okay?
I am feeling a little
better. Thank you so much. Okay. Try just
thank you so much.
Force yourself to hold on to that image and feel it as long as you can. Okay. All right. You have a great rest of the day. Okay.
God bless you.
Bless you too. Okay, let's see now. All right, I've got a 770 that popped up. I'm gonna go to that. And then there is another of the 111, the computer calls. I don't know if that was the one from before that had dropped off, but I'll go back to that one. And I'll probably have to do it after the end of the broadcast time. Okay, 770, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Hi. What's your first name? We'll try to make this a little bit quick. I hate to rush
you. Okay, my name is Maddie.
Maddie.
Do you help with dreams?
I can sometimes help interpret them the same way that I interpret what the symbols that I see. So did you have a specific dream that had something in it?
Well, I do.
Okay. What's that?
The other night I had a dream, like I gathered my family around and a table, and it seemed like our mother was in the dream, but she didn't say nothing. But anyway, I wanted to let them know that I was mentally ill, and they all ignored me.
Okay.
It's like, you know, and got up and walked away. And last night it was a dream that I was at the airport trying to figure out why I waited so long for them to give me my ticket or whatever it was. I got bits and pieces of the dream. And
yes.
I was like, am I mentally ill?
No.
Am I getting rid of some old stuff or what?
I think it's something sort of like that. I think that you in this dream is representative of you feeling a little bit invisible. Do you ever feel? You said this was family members. Do you feel like sometimes you just get kind of ignored?
Yes, I have always felt like I was pretty much the what you call it, black sheep?
Yeah. You were kind
of. I've always been the different one.
Your needs
one.
Didn't really matter. You were invisible.
Different.
Or,
yes.
Yeah, you were detached from them. Okay. Here's what I think was happening in that dream. It was part like you feeling invisible, like they don't really listen or pay attention or care that much of what your needs are. The mental illness thing, I think, was really just sort of like a reverse, like the way that dreams will do that sometimes. You know, things are backwards because we also kind of live in a world where the true reality, the spirit is, you know, the here and now world, the things that we think are real are really kind of backwards to the spiritual world. And so the mental illness to me represents a little bit more that I don't think like the rest of you, and especially when we're on this spiritual path, then we get in those situations where it's like, I don't think like anybody else anymore. Everything's different. So, you know, in the outer world, it can kind of seem like you're crazy. But you're not. So in the awareness of that in your dream, though, is really big to me because it tells me that you actually know exactly where you stand. And, you know, you're different, that you're accepting that on a new level. But you're not crazy. You're not mentally ill. Maybe the rest of them are a little bit, just in the sense that you're getting it on the spiritual level. They may not be, and that's okay. They, you know, everybody's not going to get it at the same time. But it's to me, it's a humorous, you know, I always say angels have a sense of humor. So for you to be there like, I'm mentally ill, and and then they're ignoring it. It's not funny, but it is funny, you know, the way that
it is
angels
funny. Yeah, I have to find
it's
it.
Like the opposite. You're not mentally ill. You're just going to this new spiritual place or bigger, and they don't get it, and they kind of ignore you anyway. But that's okay. You woke up and you're still here, and everything's good. So
everything's good. And last night it was a dream. Like I said, I was at the airport, and I just felt like I was mentally ill. I had this wrap around me, and I was like I was nude underneath. But I just had the wrap, and I was standing there, and it's like, and I just felt like I was out of mind in the dream. I just felt like I was out of my mind.
That's so cool to be aware of that in the dream, because that is what we go through when we get more spiritual and seek this way. The world seems backwards or crazy, or
okay.
So it was like the reverse was what you were, you know, it's like, so to me, that's a wonderful spiritual set when you're talking, you know, when you're calling a show about your spiritual progress and, you know, are you on the right path? That's like and the world's going to seem real crazy to you and even more so. So, you know, so you were sort of aware, like, this world's crazy. You know, you were saying it the opposite way, but dreams are like that sometimes. So I think it's a great, a fun and funny dream, and don't worry about it. You're not mentally ill. So you're just beginning to see things backward from the world, but that's the real truth, the spiritual truth.
I have begun to see things, and I have begun to see people in a whole different light.
Yeah.
Some people in a whole different light. Like, oh, okay. But that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. And, you know, you move on through your path and at your pace, and you do what, and it's all okay. You know, they'll do their thing, do yours. But you're in a real good space, but it does mean that lots of the world is going to seem kind of insane to you.
Okay.
And I experience that all the time. I just like scratch my head like, what in the world is happening in this world? I don't understand it. But that's okay. Make sure you just protect yourself and insulate and stay the course on your spiritual path. You're good.
Thank you for helping me with that.
No problem. I enjoyed it. That was a very entertaining dream.
Okay.
Cute. All right.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to try 111 more time. We're actually off the air, so I'll try that.
Hi.
Are you there? Hi.
I was. I don't know if you had a phone problem because I got completely
Maybe it was just sometimes that happens. Especially it seems like, you know, when the other caller said something about all of a sudden you got a lot of feedback and noise. Sometimes that happens even energetically, I think. It seems to be at one of the high energy times. So anyway, what's your first name and do you have a
my
question?
My name is Trish.
Or?
Okay.
Yep,
my name is Trish.
Trish,
my question
okay.
is wondering, you know, what the angels are you're getting around where my relationship might be going.
Okay. All right. I first saw green, the color green. So I think that that has, you know, can that has a several meanings in the rest of the. And then I saw like a shamrock, you know, and to me that's positive and lucky. Are you Irish by any chance?
I am.
Oh, okay. Then that's probably why I saw the shamrock. Do you ever explore like the Irish culture and the Celtic, any of that background and
I
what,
don't.
You know, you might want to. You just might find it interesting. You know, the shamrock's sort of part of that. You might just look into that. It might click with you. So the green, I think, has a multitude of layers. Partly it was the Irish and the shamrock. And then you were saying something about relationship, or was it
right.
like, was it that you maybe you want to know if you're going to meet somebody, or are you already in a relationship?
No. So I've already met someone, and I'm trying to figure out where this is going to go.
Okay. Is he Irish or no?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, the green also is, the green in the chakras is the heart chakra. And I always kind of think it has mostly green and then a little touch pink I don't know why. I guess just because heart and a pink, but that's soft. Okay, and I'm feeling right now to tell you to read about Archangel Shamuel, Shamuel, and he is one of the angels that is kind of specific to the heart chakra, or that's sort of his one of his expertise, and it is about love, and kind of the also the can be about the soulmate, like the deep soulmate, twin souls. Have you ever heard that term, twin souls?
I have.
Okay. So anyway, I'm feeling Archangel Shamuel for you, the heart chakra. So with you asking specifically about relationship, to me, this is really a positive thing because it encompasses the heart. It encompasses the lucky symbol of the shamrock that, you know, that that's a positive, a good thing, a lucky situation. So it feels very good about this relationship to me. And
well,
if you
the reason I'm asking is,
okay.
So yeah, so the reason I'm asking is that we're currently on a break, and I don't.
Okay.
Sounds
okay. Good. You said that you've heard you understand the concept of twin souls. Twin souls or any really close soulmate kind of relationship, will have a lot of buttons that it pushes. And twin soul doesn't mean that it's necessarily we're supposed to be together forever. You're here together for a reason, to either a joint purpose or, you know, in other closer soulmate relationships, it can also sometimes be a catalyst type situation. You know, like that person's here to kind of push your buttons and And if it is a twin soul relationship, you'll have a whole lot of obstacles before it can ever be like peaceful and stuff, because you both have to work through all your own stuff. I do get, though, that this is a positive relationship. You know, that doesn't mean I don't see into the future like, oh, this is a forever relationship. What I feel is it's very positive for you spiritually, that it's a close soulmate relationship that way. And soulmates can even be friends, you know, people that have agreed to come into this life with you and do a certain thing at a certain time when you need it. And sometimes that means they're going to create some chaos, that, you know, other times it's going to be to just, you're going to partner and do something. But I get generally just positive feelings about, you know, or at least I tell you what, I'm going to back up on that. I'm getting positive feelings overall about your heart. I'm actually kind of correcting myself here. And positive and lucky doesn't necessarily apply to that particular relationship you're asking about. And I wish I could zero in and say, yes, this, or there is something else in your, you know, but I can't, because, one, I just can't see it right now. But also, you know, there are other things at play and other choices. So I hope it helps to just know things are very positive for your heart. Your heart feels like it's in a good place. It's ready for some love, bigger love. Okay?
All right, thank you.
Does that help at all? Does that help clarify anything at all?